But it's that time on a Monday. We look back at the weekend that was and see who really stood out, what popped, what made, or who made you pleased to be a sports fan. It's a little something we call Divine Shine.
Down the lane he comes, floater on the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
That's right. Divine Shine is brought to you by the Divine Shine Hybrid Ale from Hop Valley. This beer has a bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety, smooth finish. Its unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, the creaminess of a hef, and all the hop aroma that you love from a Northwest Pale. There is nothing else like it on the marketplace right now. It's available in 12-ounce cans and 12-ounce bottles or on draft or at various local watering holes. It is a smooth, crushable beer like Divine Shine. It gives a whole new meaning to home run. Steve, this is where we bring up the best performers and performances from the weekend. Who wants to go first?
How about I go first since I'm here?
Okay, sure.
Man, I'm so hyped by
Sorry, well, I got ahead of myself.
You seem excited about this. I'm starting with a Chiefs all-purpose weapon, Tyreek Hill. In multiple ways, he shines.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
On his first touch to 2018, before his offense even took their field, he took a high punt at his own 9, went house, and once he got the corner, he gone. A favorite phrase of mine is he's a touchdown waiting to happen. And don't forget, the Patrick Mahomes era is underway, and Mahomes has a cannon. Evans is a blur. Look for some long, long connections. Great stat to prove his explosive nature. Since the latter part of 2016, Evans has had 9, count him, 9 touchdowns of more than 50 yards from the other side of the field. No one else in football has even half that. Dude is danger in red. Yesterday, he tore the bolts a couple of new ones. Sure, the 91-yarder going house, but add in 7 catches for 169, 2 more TDs. Tyreek Hill is shining.
Oh, my heavens!
The New Orleans Saints big three of Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, and Michael Thomas shined on Sunday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So as a Falcons fan, this does pain me a little bit to talk about how good my least favorite team in the NFL did, but in the end they lost and their defense is regressing back to their 2015 and 16 form of being the worst in the NFL, and that's all good for a Falcons fan, but that also means Drew Brees and company can do this week after week, and look out. Drew Brees threw for 439 yards, 3 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara only rushed for 29 yards, but his strength is being a pass catcher. He had 9 receptions for 112 yards and a touchdown, and then Michael Thomas, who's been one of the best wide receivers in the NFL since he's come into the league, had identical halves of 8 catches for 90 yards, which that's math even I can do, 16 catches for 180 yards and a touchdown. All of this done coming from behind and without Pro Bowler Mark Ingram. Plus, for you fantasy players out there, they all went for 30 plus points and they were shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle.
All right, next up, Stanford football shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible.
You know, week one, they looked okay. USC getting past UNLV and the Cardinal getting some revenge, knocking off San Diego State. But this was the clash to open conference play. Number 17 SC down on the farm. And as Ali used to say, no contest. They opened the game with an impressive 8-play, 83-yard march. End the half with a KJ Costello touchdown throw. And they had a shutout at the break. The defense really confused true freshman quarterback JT Daniels, limited him to just 16 of 34 passing, 4 sacks, 2 picks. They did not allow the Trojan runners a gain of more than 14 yards, held him to just 3 yards a carry. They catch a bunny with UC Davis Saturday before back-to-back road games at Eugene for Oregon, then South Bend for the Golden Domers. But for now, yes, Stanford's shining.
A little different in there. Von Miller of the Denver Broncos shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
Von Miller took full advantage of a bad Seattle offensive line in the season opener. He had 3 sacks, 6 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery, and plenty more times where he was just a total nuisance to Russell Wilson. In this game alone, Miller matched his 2017 totals in forced fumbles and fumbles recovered, matched his career high in sacks in a single game, his 4th most tackles ever in a game for Miller as well, and now he's not going to be playing against teams with O-lines as bad as Seattle, but after week 1, Miller is well on his way to another All-Pro season, and he shined on Sunday.
Oh, my heavens!
My finale is my man Herm Edwards in Arizona State. Early, but surprisingly shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
You know, when he got the job with the Sun Devils, I was a little confused, and I thought it might be a case of an administration out of touch, because the last time Herm coached in a college game, he was working for Claude Gilbert as the defensive back coach at San Jose State in the Big West, a 38-28 victory against UNLV in 1989. It was only 3 years after he retired as an NFL corner for the Rams. In the ASU opener, they tore up UTSA. Then they, this past weekend, they were playing Michigan State, thought to be a Big Ten East contender. Number 15 team in the country, beat them in Tempe on a last-second field goal. They've jumped into the national rankings for the first time since week 1 of 2015. It's early. I like Manny Wilkins, a solid, experienced quarterback. The defense led by Danny Gonzalez, who moved over from San Diego State, is flying all over the place. Just 2 games in, but for now, Herm and Sparky shining.
All right, and my last one, Le'Veon Bell stand-in James Conner shined for the Steelers on Sunday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
James Conner just has an incredible life story. In 2015, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was discovered after he tore his MCL while playing with Pitt in college. 2 years later, Conner was drafted by the Steelers to be backup to Bell. In his rookie year, Conner had 32 rushing attempts for 144 yards. Yesterday, Conner got his first start with Bell sitting out. Conner had 31 rushes for 135 yards, nearly doubling all of his career totals. He scored twice in the tie against the Browns, and he truly shined.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!